to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill as we seek to become loving, witnessing, and growing people.
So there's a lot of things going on this morning. First of all, of course, we are here to see Archer baptized and welcomed into the church, into the people of God. It's also, of course, Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. And, of course, also, for those of you who've not been around, we're following in this church, following a particular series where we're talking about what it might be to be called by God to the ministries, to the works of the church given to us by the Holy Spirit. And today we're reflecting on the ministry of shepherding or pastoral care. So three things really to talk about, but I think that they all do weave together quite nicely. A little caveat just before I go any further, and that is, originally, up until about yesterday at 1 o'clock-ish, the idea was that Michelle, one of our congregation, who is our pastoral lead, our lead pastor in that respect, she was going to come and talk to me about pastoral ministry, and I was going to interview her. She's not a great public speaker, so she was keen to talk about pastoral ministry, but she said, "Oh, Ned, I'd really like you to interview me." So I was going to do that. But as I said, her son has got COVID, so she's not here today. So I've had to frantically write a sermon. So my caveat is, forgive me if this is rubbish. I haven't had much time to prepare. So there you go. That's a safety warning for you. So today, as I said, Archer is baptized. And we've been reflecting on these callings of God, this vocation of God. And at the beginning of this series, I said that the word for church comes from the word which means to call out. It basically is the same word as vocation. So to be in the church is to be called by God out of the world, into his world and into his kingdom, to work for him and with him. And ultimately, we are called, each one of us who is baptized, to become like Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian, to become more and more like Christ. And that is what Archer begins today. Begins this journey of becoming like Christ with the help of God, we continually say, with the help of God and his Holy Spirit and us, his brothers and sisters in Christ. We are also to help him, to journey alongside him by showing him what it means to be like Christ. And so in order for us to do that, we need to be practicing that. To be Christian is to mean to grow and to be called to become more and more like Christ. And in our passage today that we've just heard read by Jim, Paul is writing about this common experience that we have, that we all kind of have this vague sense that we are travelling through this world and that there's something more that we are working towards. We are journeying towards this thing. And for most people, even most Christians, they think it's about what happens after we die, that we'll go to heaven. And that's why we get baptized, so that when we die, we go to heaven and we don't go to hell. That's the sort of general acceptance. Well, it's not the case. What's actually happening, the reasons we get baptized, is that we get clothed with Christ. In this passage, Paul talks about these tents, that we're currently in these sort of temporary tents, but soon we're going to be given an eternal dwelling. That's not necessarily meaning heaven. To escape our mortal bodies and to float away like little souls up to heaven and dwell there in these sort of non-bodily forms. Because Paul says, actually, we're not going to be taken off, we're going to be put on. We're going to put on something. So that when we die, we get put on Christ. We clothe him with a better dwelling, a better life, a better way of doing things and being. That is what we are journeying towards, and we get a foretaste of that in this life. And so Archer begins the journey. We have all journeyed some distance in different ways in doing it, and we try our best, and that's why we continually ask for God's Holy Spirit to come and work in us. And the Holy Spirit, this thing that helps us to become like Christ, there are lots of different facets to Christ. There are loads of different ways in which Christ worked and was, and we get a sense of that by suddenly having, let's focus on today, pastoral instincts. This compassion, this care, this sense of the good shepherd that we describe Jesus as. We talked about that last week. Jesus is this good shepherd who cares, who looks out, who watches over the sheep in his fold. And we too are meant to look out for others, to care for them, to have gentle, tender compassion for others. Sarah talked about it when she talked about evangelism. That evangelism and preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus must come with compassion and must come with tender love towards the people that you speak to. And last week, Simon talked about teaching and that teachers need to have particular care and consideration about the person that stands in front of them, that they're not treated just as another person. They're treated as an individual, loved and cared for by God. And when we get this compassion for others, when we get this care for others, sometimes supernaturally, sometimes spiritually, it's the Holy Spirit working in us and sparking within us this shepherding instinct so that we might become like the Good Shepherd. And Paul says in this passage that we no longer look at other people from a human point of view. What he means by that is we no longer look at people as if we're just in our human form, but we look at them through these spiritual eyes, i.e. the way that God sees them. So we should pray that as we become like Christ, and if we desire to be like Christ, we desire to see other people from God's eyes, to look at them as God cares for them. Each one of you, he knows you intimately. He longs to be your loving, loving Father who tenderly holds you. But there I've said the word, Father. But today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day, where we celebrate mothers, not fathers. I won't go over, because St. Peter's people will get bored, but I won't go over the history of Mother's Day. But ultimately, it began as Mothering Sunday, which is not about human mothers. It was actually about the Mother Church, i.e. the church in which you were born in Christ, i.e. the one that you were baptized in. And in the old life, where workers and the feudal system, where workers worked every day of the week, they were given halfway through Lent a day off to go back to their mother church where they were baptized and probably where their family still lives, to remind themselves of where their journey in Christ began. It just so happens that they would also see their mother, who they probably won't have seen for many months, and they take flowers to her, and that's how it all developed. And in our secular world, we've got rid of the church bit, got rid of the baptism bit, and we only focus on earthly mothers. There's no problem with celebrating earthly mothers. I'm collecting them with all my in-laws, and they're delightful women, and I celebrate them today. But we remember that the church is our mother. It birthed us. We are birthed in the church. Archer is here in this church to be born into God's kingdom. This is his mother church. And we celebrate it as a mother church because who births us? Well, it's not the actual church. We are not actually birthing him. It is God, by the Holy Spirit, who's doing it. And so although we describe God as Father, we also know him as Mother. That he is the one that gives birth to us, brings us into this new life. And I want to ask you what you might think is the difference between a mother and a father. It's increasingly difficult. Usually there'd be stereotypes, right? Usually there would be some predetermined sense of this is what it is to be mothering, this is what it is to be fathering. But actually, I think if we all discussed what we like about our mums, or what we like about our dads, or what we like about mother figures, or what we like about father figures, they would all sort of be interchangeable. Because a good father is actually quite tender, as well as strong. And mothers, good mothers, are those that we might describe as strong, as well as being tender. The fact is, we're all growing to be like Christ. We're all growing into this image of God to reflect it in the world. Good parents, mothers or fathers, should reflect that. And today, I would like to say godparents as well. We're all to be, in this way, good mothers and fathers, to have this pastoral heart, which is what I think a parent really should be. A pastor. A person who cares for, protects, looks out for, advises and guides. This is what it is to be a pastor. It's what it is to be a Christian. It is what it is to be a parent. These parental feelings. I am called to be your pastor. I am to have pastoral oversight over you and everyone who lives in this parish. I'm to pastor them, along with the bishop. And what that means is that I am sort of to treat them like child. Like I'm a parent that loves their child unconditionally. So even if they throw insults at me, even if they abuse me, reject me, whatever, I am still to reach out in love and care. And you all are called to do it, not because of your role, but because you are inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. And what parents, good parents, do when children begin to squabble is to hopefully bring reconciliation, to bring them back together, to encourage forgiveness and to keep the family together. This is also pastoral ministry. And so you may, those of you who are baptized, may have had senses where you've been grieved by division, where brothers and sisters in Christ fight with one another. You have a profound sense of this isn't right and I want to see them get on. The Spirit is working in you pastorally. This is what it is called. We are given this ministry of reconciliation. And we share it with Archer and with all who are birthed into the church by the Holy Spirit. We have this family resemblance because our great parent in the sky, mother and father to us all, has given that image to us. We want to grow in his likeness through Jesus Christ.